Psalm 139 stands as one of the most profound theological reflections in the Psalter, traditionally attributed to King David. Written in the context of Israel's worship life, this psalm expresses a mature, deeply contemplative faith. Although its precise historical occasion is not recorded, its themes suggest it emerged during a season when David was reflecting on God's omniscience, omnipresence, and intimate care. Likely later in his life, after years of experiencing both God's discipline and God's steadfast love. In this psalm, David acknowledges that God knows every detail of human existence, every thought before it is formed, every step before it is taken, every motive before it is revealed. Rather than responding with fear, David invites God's searching presence, asking the Lord to examine his heart, test his thoughts, expose anything that grieves God, and lead him in the everlasting way. Psalm 139 is therefore not merely a confession of God's attributes. It is a courageous prayer of self-examination and surrender, offered by a man who understood that true holiness begins with truth. Today's dramatic reading is an adaptation of the original Skit Guys script, Psalm 139, by Eddie James and Tommy Woodard. It brings David's ancient prayer into a contemporary conversation, inviting us to consider how God searches our hearts today. As we hear, may the Spirit guide us into deeper honesty, deeper trust, and deeper discipleship. Teresa, God has really been dealing with me about the condition of my heart. It's like every time I sit still long enough, God nudges me. So I went looking in Scripture for something solid, something that could help me take an honest look inside. And Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24 became my checklist.
A checklist?
Exactly, a spiritual heart check.
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. See if there is anything in me that makes you sad, and lead me in the everlasting path. Well, let's walk through it.
Let's do it.
Diane, what did you just say?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Why are you talking like that?
I'm being God.
God. Oh, Diane, you lowered your voice. No, Diane, you are not God.
Teresa, there's a God character in this conversation. I'm just playing the part.
Oh, no. Fine. So search me, oh God. Diane, why are you pretending to smite people?
Yes, I am literally smiting. It's very Old Testament.
Can we please move on? Please, please. Let's try again, okay? Search me, O God, and know my heart.
All right, Teresa. Imagine I'm pulling on this glove.
Diane? Why do you have a glove on?
Because I'm about to give your heart a spiritual exam.
My heart? Absolutely not my heart.
Too late. I'm leaning towards you, peering as if I'm looking straight into
No,
your
not
heart.
To my heart.
Teresa, your heart is carrying around a lot of muck. Scripture says the heart is deceitful, and yours has been deceiving you for quite a while.
Diane, seriously?
You've got to guard it. Your heart is the wellspring of life. Honestly, it looks like we may need some major spiritual surgery.
Diane, surely there has to be another way besides surgery.
It's your checklist.
Okay, here we go again. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts.
Speaking of thoughts, here they are.
Diane, my thoughts are here? What is this supposed to be?
Your thoughts.
These are not my thoughts.
Oh, they absolutely are.
These aren't my thoughts. How did you even get this?
I'm playing God, remember?
I'd rather look through these later, Diane.
No, let's look through them now. Pick six.
Sure. I'll pick six.
Just like you picked six lottery numbers last weekend?
It was up to $100 million. Anyone would have tried to play.
Let's just deal with the big one, your anger.
Diane, seriously, I don't get angry.
You don't get angry?
No, not at all.
What about your family?
All right. I'm the only girl. I'm the middle child. Sometimes bossing people around requires intensity, but it's always appropriate.
And your family?
Oh, life is stressful. Bills, responsibilities, deadlines. Maybe I blow off steam just occasionally, but I never get, ever get mad in front of Grandma much.
And other drivers?
Oh, they're just morons, Diane. Complete idiots. I wish someone would build them their own road so I could...
Want to move on?
Please, Diane. Okay, here we go again. Search me, O God. See if there is anything in me that makes you sad. What could I possibly do that would make God sad?
Teresa, what are you doing?
Oh, this is my imaginary remote control. I'm browsing online shopping. I don't need any of this stuff, but we really can't afford it.
Describe it.
Fine, my imaginary rope staring at an imaginary, my imaginary remote staring at an imaginary television.
And it's not exactly good for you, is it?
Well, no. Buying stuff for the sake of buying things because I'm bored and can't sleep is not good for my family or me. But my husband, he's asleep. It'll be our little secret, Diane.
Teresa, that makes God sad.
Oh, hey, Ray. How you doing, Ray? So good to see you, Ray. Oh, Ray is just amazing. He has his whole life together. Everybody loves Ray. When I compare myself to him, I think, if only I could be like Ray.
If you could be like Ray, do you know who you'd be?
No. Who?
Ray. God says, be like me. Teresa, trying to be like someone else makes God sad.
Oh, Diane, stop. I've got to get to some parties. I got to get some favors. I got to get some pencils. I got to get some polo shirts, some Prada, a PT Cruzy, some pimentos. I need to go. Pardon?
Pondering. Pondering the practice you portray.
Pondering the practice I portray. Oh, I get it. Pleasing other people, right?
Pleasing people perpetually.
Practically?
Is it pretty?
No, I don't guess it's pretty.
It's pretty poor.
Yeah, pretty poor, Diane.
God says, please me. That makes me sad when you focus just on pleasing people so you can be liked.
Okay, Diane. But that's just it. I can't please you, oh God. My heart is deceitful. I fail. I just can't do this.
Finish the checklist.
I don't even know why we started this silly checklist.
Finish it.
I don't want to, Diane. I don't want to work it.
Teresa, finish the checklist.
Search me, oh God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. See if there is anything in me that makes you sad and lead me in the everlasting path. Lead me. So I guess that means I need to be doing more, huh? Giving more, serving more, praying more.
I'm trying to get you down on your knees.
My knees, Diane? Well, it's not working.
Yeah, I think this is not all you.
All right, all right.
Lower.
Lower? You're asking a lot, Diane.
That's cute.
I'm trying. Thanks. A lot of people might think it's cute.
When you're tired of playing a disciple and want to be a disciple, I'm right here. Because all that doing, I don't care about it until your heart is right.
So you want... Okay, I'm going to use the chair because you know I had knee surgery, right?
That's okay.
Okay. Oh, gosh, Diane, you ask for so much. Oh, okay, let's try it again.
Now, let the checklist be your prayer.
Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me. There is anything in me that makes you sad? Because I don't want to make you sad, God, and lead me in the everlasting path.
That's perfect.
Diane? Holy God, you are the one who searches us and knows us completely. You see every corner of our hearts, the parts we celebrate and the parts we hide, and yet you love that does not flinch, a love that does not run away, a love that invites us to come closer. Today we ask you to do what only you can do, O God, to reveal what needs healing, to uncover what needs surrender, to soften what was grown hard, and to cleanse what has become cluttered. God, teach us to trust your gentle hands. Teach us to welcome your correction as a gift and your conviction as an act of love. Lead us away from anything that makes your heart sad, and guide us toward the path that leads to life, real life, everlasting life,
life rooted in you. Make us people who don't just play in discipleship, but who truly follow you with whole hearts. Search us, know us, shape us, and lead us. We are yours. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior,
and
the lover of our souls,
we pray. Amen.
Amen.